Morning Watch. The Will of God, Week 3. Prayer for God's Will to be Done on Earth. Friday. Related Verses. 1 John 2:20, 27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Daniel 6:7, 10, 22-23. All the chief ministers of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, have taken counsel together that the king should establish a statute and make firm an edict, that anyone who makes a petition within the next 30 days to any god or man besides you, O king, shall be cast into the lion's den. Now when Daniel came to know that the writing had been signed, he went to his house. In his upper room, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And 3 times daily he knelt on his knees and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, because he had always done so previously. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me, inasmuch as before him innocence was found in me. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm. Then the king was very pleased concerning him, and he commanded that they take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and he was found completely unhurt, because he had trusted in his God. Daniel 9:2, 4:17, 19. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by means of the scriptures the number of the years, which came as the word of Jehovah to Jeremiah the prophet, for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, that is, 70 years. And I prayed to Jehovah my God and confessed, and I said, Ah, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments. And now hear, O our God, the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that has been desolated for the Lord's sake. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. Do not delay for your own sake, O my God, for your city and your people are called by your own name. Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Suggested reading. The genuine man of prayer is not only one who comes before God continually, but also one whose desires are fully blended into God's desires. His thoughts are fully one with God's thoughts. Some prayers originate from our needs. Sometimes God answers these prayers, but he does not gain anything through these prayers. There is another kind of prayer, one that originates from God's needs. It comes from God and is initiated by God. This kind of prayer is valuable. Those who have this kind of prayer must be in God's presence continually, and their desires and thoughts must be mingled with God's desires and thoughts. Because these ones live in God's presence continually, he shows them and touches them with his desires and thoughts. These desires and thoughts become the praying one's desires, which in turn become their prayer. We must learn to pray for this kind of prayer. Although we are childish and weak, we must still come into his presence and allow his spirit to mingle our desires with his desires and to lead our thoughts into his thoughts. Eventually, his desire will become our prayer. These prayers are precious. Daniel joined himself to God's thoughts. He touched God's desire and will, and they became the desires of Daniel's heart. When Daniel prayed according to these desires, crying out or groaning because of these desires, they became God's desires. We must have this kind of prayer, a prayer that touches God's heart. We should allow God's Spirit to lead us into his heart. We should spend time to learn this lesson. When we first begin to pray in this way, there is no need to say or consider much. Our heart should be calm and undisturbed. We can bring the things we have encountered into God's presence and consider them, or we can forget about these things and simply meditate on God's word. We can remain in his presence, touching God in our spirit and allowing God to touch us in the spirit. Actually, we do not have to go to God to touch him. We can simply wait on him. While we wait on him in this way, something will come to our attention and we will gain something. Then we will touch God's desire. In this way, our desires are mingled with God's desires and our thoughts are one with God's thoughts. Based on this, we can pray to God. When we bring our desires and thoughts to God, we will imprint his desires and thoughts into us to the extent that they become our desires and thoughts. These prayers are the most precious of all prayers. They are the most weighty prayers. We have to remember the Lord's word, which tells us pray this way. Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven and also on earth. Matthew 6:9-10. We should not just memorize these three sentences. They should afford God's spirit and the opportunity to bring our thoughts to God so that his desires and thoughts can be imprinted in us and become our desires and thoughts. When that happens, the prayers that we utter will be valuable. Prayer is for God to notify us of his will and for us to pray his will back to him. God's will is the starting point. He makes his will known and we will that will in prayer. This is the cycle.